WGXC founding underwriting support is provided by Hawthorne Valley Association, Harlemville, New York, a diverse educational nonprofit set on a 400-acre working farm in central Columbia County. Farm, farm store, early childhood through grade 12 Waldorf school, and more. For more information, www.hawthornevalleyassociation.org.
छटपट करती चमचम करती गाड़ी हमारी जाए, पर भागे सबसे आगे कोई पकड़ ना पाए।
हो गाड़ी वाले गाड़ी धीरे हाँक रे,
गाड़ी वाले गाड़ी धीरे हाँक रे,
दिया उड़ा जाए लड़े आँख रे, होए
दिया उड़ा जाए लड़े आँख रे, होए गाड़ी वाले गाड़ी धीरे हाँक रे।
देख नजर ना लागे गोरी काहे मुखड़ा खोले,
देख नजर ना लागे रे गोरी काहे मुखड़ा खोले,
हो नैनो वाली घूंघट से ना झांक रे, होए
गाड़ी वाले गाड़ी धीरे हाँक रे।
ओ अलबेली बीच डगरिया ना कर ऐसी बतिया,
ओ अलबेली बीच डगरिया ना कर ऐसी बतिया,
ओ सुने सब लोग वा कटे नाक रे, होए
गाड़ी वाले गाड़ी धीरे
हाँक रे। You are listening to WGXC 90.7 Acra Hudson Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, you just heard O Gaudi Wali from the 1957 film Mother India. Mother India was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film in 1958, but lost to Federico Fellini's Knights of Cabiria. Mother India is an epic socialist parable about an impoverished village girl who is left to lead her family alone. I am Lisa Thomas.
And I am Margot Pelletier. Good morning. This month, our show is going to be a little different. Rather than focus on a single composer, score, or soundtrack, we are going to be playing music selects from Bollywood films from five decades. Bollywood is the informal term used popularly for the Hindi language film industry based in Mumbai, formerly Bombay. I guess it's obvious that the name Bollywood was created by combining Bombay, the city in India, with the word Hollywood. The term is often incorrectly used to refer to the whole of cinema created in India. In fact, it's only part of the total Indian film industry, which includes production centers producing films in regional languages. Bollywood is the largest film producer in India and one of the largest centers of film production in the world. As of 2002, Bollywood films sold a million more tickets worldwide than Hollywood.
Today we're going to be giving away a few soundtracks here on The Score. during our show, so just within this hour, if you're able to call in for the last day of the fundraising efforts here at WGXC. So for the first caller who calls in right now, we have a soundtrack for the Jim Jarmusch film Ghost Dog. The film starred Forrest Whitaker, you may remember, and in addition has a lot of great music. There's Wu-Tang Clan, Kool G Rap, Ja Rule, and a whole lot more. So for the next caller who calls in with a donation or pledge of $25 or more, you get this wonderful CD. So we have another track for you from our Bollywood show today, so enjoy.
Thank you.
The track you just heard is entitled Mira Nan Chin Chin Chu, sung by Greta Dunt, from the 1958 film Hurrah Bridge. In this track, Greta Dunt, provided the playback voice for the vampish Anglo-Indian actress Helen Richardson in the Calcutta set film Hurrah. Greta was a prominent singer in India from the mid-1940s until her early death in 1972. She was married to the famed Indian producer, director, actor, Guru Dutt.
ਮਾਤਾ ਦੀਵਾਨਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਲਈ ਕਬ ਸੇ
Reshmi Ujala Hai from the 1971 film Shamali. The track was written by Sachin Dev Burman, one of the most famous and prolific composers for Hindi movies, and was sung by Asha Bhosle, one of the best known and most highly regarded playback singers in India. Asha's career started in 1943 and has spanned over six decades. She has done playback singing for over 1,000 Bollywood films.
In Bollywood films, the songs are generally pre-recorded by professional playback singers, with the actors lip-syncing the words. People sometimes go to Bollywood films solely to hear the famed singers and the famed music director's music. Music is an enormous part of the Bollywood productions and can determine the movie's success.
We have another track sung by Asha Bhosle from the 1971 film Hari Rama, Hari Krishna, entitled Dum Maro Dum. So enjoy. Just tuning in, that was Dum Maro Dum, sung beautifully by Asha Bhosle. You will hear more of Asha Bhosle's later in the show. The husband and wife team of Asha and Raul Dev Burman go funky with that track you just heard from the 1971 film Hari Rama, Hari Krishna. Zeenat Aman, who was the lead actress in the film, portraying a deeply troubled sister gone astray with a band of hippies, is said to have started the fashion for blue jeans among middle-class Indians with her portrayal of a hippie in that film, Hari Rama, Hari Krishna.
Now, as we said earlier, today we are doing a mini fundraising, and we're very interested in keeping the station alive and certainly keeping this show on the air, where we can all learn more and appreciate more the music and sound from film and television. And we do have some great giveaways today for pledges of $25, and another one we'll be giving away, I'm going to talk about in a moment, for a $50 pledge. And the way that you can do it is, if you send in your name, your address, and your pledge amount to WGXC, and the mailing address is 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York, 12405. Say that you were listening to The Score and that you would be very interested in our previous giveaway, which is a CD from the movie
Ghost Dog. Yep, the Jim Jarmusch film.
Yeah, or the one that I'm about to announce, which is my favorite score, and that is the score from the film Moulin Rouge. So if somebody would like to make a $25 or more donation to Moulin, to
WGXC.
Thank you very much. In appreciation of all the programming and especially the score, please send us a note saying that, and that you'd be interested in Ghost Dogs for $25 or more, or Moulin Rouge for $25 or more. Baz Luhrmann, who directed Moulin Rouge, has said that much of the music in the score was inspired by Bollywood films. Nicole Kidman even sings a few tracks in this CD, and that's exciting. Moulin Rouge has a lot of other aspects that seem inspired by Bollywood movies. For example, it is an extravaganza. Many of its characters are way over the top. It has many twists and turns, and it's an impossible love story. These are all things that typically happen in Bollywood films. Bollywood films tend to have many concurrent themes going on at the same time. In the dialogue, the themes that are expressed are often themes about God, family, mother, and self-sacrifice. The songs usually center on the love aspect. And the movies have been affectionately referred to as masala movies, and that's named after the spice mixture masala.
Yeah, I just want to say a couple more things about this great soundtrack for Moulin Rouge. There's opens with the song Nature Boy, which is a David Bowie song, and also Ewan McGregor sings in the soundtrack, and there's other, you know, really well-known artists, Rufus Wainwright, Beck, the list goes on and on. So it's a really amazing soundtrack. I'm totally with Margot in that it's a great soundtrack, one of my favorites as well. So $25 or more, you can call in as well, 518-828-0290, and you get to either speak with Margot or I guess we'll be picking up the phone. So we've got another funky track composed by Raul Dev Burman from the film Hari Rama, Hari Krishna that we're going to play right now. So enjoy.
Hey man, you dig this sort of music, eh? You like it? Then why don't you come and join the Lover's Paradise? Yeah.
ये उम्र प्यार की है
Oh, yeah, Allah. लगाया गया है।
क्या? हमारे घर पर अभी छापा पड़ा और चुराई गई एक मूर्ति पाई गई।
Just heard Raul Dev Burman's dance music from the 1971 film Hari Rama Hari Krishna. Raul Dev Burman, more commonly known as R.D. Burman, started his career as an assistant to his father, Sachin Dev Burman, whose work we heard earlier in the show. R.D. Burman was India's most popular composer in the 1970s. He composed music from 1957 until his death in 1994. After his death in the mid-1990s, the remix versions of R.D. Burman's hits ruled the Indian music scene. Even today, most of Indian remix songs are his tunes remixed. Prior to that, you heard the track Pyar Sindagi, which was sung by Asha Bhosle from the 1978 film Mukadar Ka Sinkendar, the top-grossing blockbuster hit out of India in 1978.
Now we are going to give away the 3D compilation of the
three CD.
Oh yeah, three CD compilation. As you know, we're famous for this. Lisa is always correcting me, and it's a good thing. Anyway, we're going to be giving away the CD compilation of the music that we've been featuring on today's show. The set, which is entitled Beginner's Guide to Bollywood, features music spanning five decades. Its earliest track was recorded in 1951, and the most recent track in 2001. This is a very cool gift for yourself or for somebody that you love. And we are going to try giving this away to a caller. First, let me give the phone number. It's 518-828-0290, and this 3-CD set will be given away for a pledge of $50 or more. Historically, Bollywood films, which are often musicals with very complex dance numbers, have had smaller budgets than Hollywood films. Very recently, there's been a lot of pressure on Bollywood producers to make their productions more slick and more sophisticated and to adopt the standards of the huge Hollywood films.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 in this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. Today we're listening to music from Bollywood films. If you are a film or television composer, or you just like our show, we would love to hear from you. Please send us your comments or recommendations to us at thescore44@yahoo.com. So again, if you would like that CD, 3-CD compilation, The Beginner's Guide to Bollywood, make a pledge today, $50 or more, and you could be the lucky winner. So we're now going to jump ahead in time a bit to the mid-90s to hear our next selection.
Thank you.
din din da da da.
One, two, cut four.
Thank you. जैसे सर्दी की धूप जैसे बिना की तान जैसे रंगों की जान जैसे बल खाए बेल जैसे लहरों का खेल जैसे खुशबू लिए आए ठंडी हवा सिंगार जैसे रस की पुआर जैसे आहिस्ता आहिस्ता बढ़ता नशा
just heard Ek Latki Kodeka from the 1993 film 1942, A Love Story. This song was sung by Kumar Sanu and was R.D. Burman's last full movie score before his death. The song is the perfect fusion of contemporary Asian beats and acoustic Indian folk rhythms.
And first I want to announce something very exciting. We did have a caller, Mitch Belgian, called in, made a $50 pledge for the 3-CD set of the Bollywood music. So a big thank you to Mitch. And
congratulations, Mitch.
Yeah, that's just terrific. Before the song you just heard, you heard 1-2-K-4 by A.R. Rahman from the 2000 film of the same name. A.R. Rahman is an Indian film composer, record producer, and singer. In an article dated February 2011 from Time magazine, Richard Corliss described A.R. Rahman as the world's most prominent and prolific film composer. His works integrate Eastern classical music with electronic music sounds, world music genres, and full orchestra arrangements. You may remember seeing A.R. Rahman at the 2009 Academy Awards, where he walked away with two Oscars, winning one for Best Original Score and one for Best Original Song for the music he composed for the film Slumdog Millionaire. Now, Slumdog, while it's not a film that you can consider a Bollywood film, it is a film that was made in India. But indeed, its producers were English. I might twist Lisa's arm and ask her to play one or two selects from it. Anyway, we'll see if we can do that towards the end of the show.
It's really great music, and I think we might be able to have time to fit in one of those songs, Margo. So if you're still dying to have the Ghost Dog soundtrack or the Moulin Rouge soundtrack, both are really, really great. For a $25 pledge, you can call in at 518-828-0290 and talk to Margo. She's really great to talk to. She has a great phone voice, and you can win one of those two CDs. So we have another track for you, which is entitled Yay Rot, sung by Anupama from the 2001 Bollywood thriller AKS. So stay tuned for that and Jackie Thomas's show, which is going to be on in a few minutes, The Sound of Freedom. And I think there's some rumor that there might be some live local music on that Jackie Thomas show, Sound of Freedom, today as well. So stay tuned.
It's time for the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival and Parade.
Saturday, August 13th, with a parade at 2 p.m. from 7th Street Park, leading to the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park.
Family festivities include Gaia Roots World Music,
Gabriel's Groove Latin Jazz Band,
a community talent show,
Best Fairy Tale Costume Contest,
and African musicians and dancers.
For information, call 518-828-3612. Come and join the fun.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Score, where we featured the music from select Bollywood films. And I was able to convince Lisa to play one or two selections from Slumdog Millionaire, although it's not a Bollywood film, but very inspired by that, and was a great contribution to film in general, and was made in India. So we'll be signing off, and stay tuned to listen to that and to Jackie Thomas's show, which comes on right after this one. And until then, be good to yourself, be better to your neighbor, and before you do anything, be sure you know the score.
Honey.